You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high.
Well, I like June. It's so changeable. We've seen some lovely tangerine sunsets and lots of clouds lately, and the weekend will continue with warm and overcast weather. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's got an interesting take on the blob, that patch of water off the coast, only this time it's cold, not warm. We'll hear about that in a bit, but first, Cliff, let's hear some details on the weekend forecast.
Well, Bellamy, it's going to be kind of a normal June weekend. Today, we have a weak cold front that's coming in off the coast right now. Now, this morning will be okay. There's a little bit of sun right now, but you know there'll be a lot of clouds as well. I think temperatures will get up to around 70, maybe even 71, 72. So not bad after the cold front goes through. Eastern Washington will be great, so go there if you want real dry conditions. Now, tomorrow we'll have a lot of residual low clouds. So I think tomorrow will be a partly cloudy to mostly cloudy day, particularly the first part of the day. And temperatures are not going to zoom up anywhere high, probably into the lower 60s, maybe mid-60s at the highest. So lots of clouds, a few sun breaks. There could be a few sprinkles, particularly in the mountains. So very typical day for June. The highs this time of the month are generally only in the mid-60s. So, you know, you're getting what we should get. Sunday will be probably pretty similar. Lots of clouds. I don't think there'll be a lot of rain, but it'll be generally cloudy, temperatures in the mid-60s. And this is because a trough of low pressure will be off the coast, elongating down to California. Most of the flow, most of the action will go into California, but there'll be enough uplift to keep quite a few clouds here on Sunday, so mid-60s. But then a really significant improving trend. Monday's a transition day, and then Tuesday and Wednesday should be extremely nice. Temperatures zooming up into the 70s, which is above normal for this time of the year. Plenty of sun, dry conditions. So Tuesday, Wednesday look great. And then, unfortunately, it looks like another front comes in on Thursday, but that's a little bit far for me to have a lot of confidence in.
Interesting. And now there's a blob off the coast in the water that is affecting this.
Right. Well, let's talk about the blob, blobology here. The blob is an area of warm water off of the coast here of the Pacific Northwest. So in the Northeast Pacific, we have much warmer conditions in this area right off the coast. That's called the blob. In fact, this was named by Nick Bond, state climatologist, a friend of mine here at the University of Washington. Now, the way it works is if you have high pressure over you, the winds tend to be weak when you have high pressure. So there's not a lot of wind at the ocean surface. So there's not a lot of turbulence and mixing. And so if you have weak winds, you don't mix up the cold water from below as much. And so the temperatures tend to warm. So high pressure produces the blob. And so back in 2014 and 2015, we had this persistent area of high pressure that was right off the coast. And if you remember, you know, that had some pretty major implications beyond the blob. Remember the drought in California and here to some degree, and the warm temperatures as well.
Yeah, and now it's very, very wet this year.
This year, everything reversed. Instead of having an area of high pressure offshore, we had a persistent area of low pressure or troughing off the coast. Now, that what that did was to push warm southwesterly flow into our region and also into California. So we had perhaps the wettest winter on record because this persistent area of low pressure offshore. Now, what does this do to the blob? Well, this is like death to the blob, the warm blob. If you have low pressure, that's associated with more winds. You're mixing up more cold water. And so what happened is this winter, everything changed. The warm blob went away, and its cousin, or whatever you want to call it, the anti-blob, the cold blob, developed. And so we had cold water developing off our coast. And the cold blob is not as strong as the warm blob. The warm blob was 5 to 7 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. The cold blob is maybe 2 or 3. So it's not as strong, But right now off our coast, we have a cold blob. And the latest forecast models suggest that the cold blob is going to hold in, you know, probably into the middle to end of summer, weakening as time goes on.
Is this unusual, Cliff? I mean, is this just sort of normal stuff that the atmosphere does? Or is it an unusually strong system, this swing that we've had?
Well, I don't know that there's any reason to think this is unusual. The atmosphere tends to get locked into these highs and lows. You know, this is what we believe is an evidence of natural variability produced by the normal variations of the atmosphere. One big question people ask is, what about this summer? What do we expect? Well, this warm water or cold water off the coast has only a minor effect on the temperatures at the surface here. A warm blob would tend to warm us up maybe by a degree or two, and a cold blob will probably do just the opposite. So the cold blob will tend to make us cooler this summer, but it's not going to be the dominant feature.
All right, get those layers ready. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, like this walrus.
Talk. Roar. Growl.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.